Okay, good for my friends. Let's get to season 5. The last season. So, Joe has admit some things to Kate that he has killed people to protect the people that he loved. And because he's protected people that he loved, like I said, he's like, I protect you, you loved before. To the point that he's lied. He hasn't taken blame for anything. To the point, like, he's just a horrible person. Everybody knows him as Prince Charming. He has his name back. Everything like that. And the other, he also, remember season 3? He was like, oh, I am not a fit parent. And he gave his son Henry to the gay couple. He got Henry back. And now, Henry is living with Kate and Joe. And I'm like, no, just leave him with the gay couple. Joe, you're messed up. You've killed many, many, many people. Many, many, many people. And talk about this season, because I have told you, like, oh, this season, it has this star that I know. This season, I know someone. And if you are a fan of Bridesmaids like myself, you will love her. I'd be like, ooh, I love her. And Anna Kemp, she's in this season. She plays Regan. And also Maddie Lockwood. I hate Regan. And I can't, great job. You did a brilliant job with portraying these twins. I just can't stand Regan. Spoiler again, Regan dies. But I still can't stand her. She's just terrible. So pretty much what happened is Uncle Bob figures out that the crimes that Joe has committed. And wants to out Kate. Because again, when you're married, your spouse can't testify from you. And because Regan wants to be the CEO, is mad that their dad, who is a huge cheater, none of them have the same mom. They all have the same dad. Like, and this is literally what I'm saying. So, Kate and the dad had Kate. Kate's dad had either an affair or got remarried again to another woman and had the twins. Maddie and Regan, I put Maddie first because I like Maddie. Love Maddie. Dad had an affair with what they said was one of the servants. Like, because they're rich. So, like, one of the help. That's not me being mean. That's what was said in this show. So, I'm just quoting what the show said. Like, you know, like, the people that are taking The housekeeping. You guys know what I mean. Okay. I'm trying to make it, like, lighter than... But that's what they said, the help. So, I'm just gonna say the help. And had Teddy. And Teddy's, like, the black sheep. The only person that is okay with Teddy 100% is Kate. Maybe Maddie, maybe a little bit. But Maddie is also scared of her sister, Reagan. So, I don't know if Maddie likes Teddy or not. Maybe she does. And is afraid to because of Reagan, her sister. So, how it is the CEO is Kate. Under Kate is Reagan. Under Reagan, I forget what Reagan's job is. I don't really care at the moment. I don't like her. Is Maddie. Maddie does helps with the PR and stuff like that. And then under Maddie is Teddy. And Kate was like, okay. Because Uncle Bob is doing too much, I'm going to try to stop Uncle Bob from leaking what happened. You killing my dad and everything that you did in London. And Uncle Bob was like, no, you're not running the business how your dad did. Or how I want you to run it. Or, like, what I saw was, and this is what I was observing from watching it, Kate was being very charitable with the funds, like, wanting to help the poor, wanting, you know, great things, like, good things. They'd be like, okay, this is a very good company, like, they help the poor, da da da. Uncle Bob didn't want that. He was like, oh, no, the money should be for the rich or, like, something. And I believe Reagan was like that, too. It was like, no, like, rich, it should be for rich people, stuff. Right, and they both did not like that. So they wanted Kate to either step down or expose her or expose this step down. And Kate was like, okay, we're not gonna hurt them, and we're not gonna do anything. Let me talk to them and have them stop. And they don't. So because they kept pressure, Katie was like, okay, Joe, go ahead. You can kill Uncle Bob. And then Reagan got suspicious of Kate, even though it wasn't Kate that killed Uncle Bob, it was Joe. But here's my issue with season 5 of Joe. I'm going to pause because this is going to be a long one. He is 100% like, I'm a monster. Whether my girl says to kill someone or not, I'm gonna kill them. His first response to anyone, and he said this on the show, that harms his family and Henry, bye. Goodbye. You're done. Hasta luego. You're gonna see the grave. Like, why is that your first instinct? You are a psychopath. You are a serial killer. You have a problem. Like, what is literally wrong with you? Try to find, like, ways to, like, fix the problem with words and, like, be like, okay, we have a conflict. Here. He's like, no. Bye. You're the last person I'm going to see. And he doesn't want to have a conversation about it. He just wants to ask about. You have a legit problem. And what we saw in this final season is he has no mercy. He does not care. He will do whatever it takes. If he doesn't want you alive, he'll take you out. Either, like, he'll frame you for something or he'll murder you. And he won't blink an eye and he'll do it. And if even if you tell him not to do it, he'll do it anyway. Because his mind is like, I'm going to do this to you. I'm doing it. Which is messed up and scary and terrifying. He's a terrible person. A horrible human being. Like, and he doesn't feel sympathy. Like, for me, I'm like, okay, so he's a psychopath, narcissist, like everything bad in the book, like that is Joe Goldberg, and that's scary. And there's a lot of people out there, and I'll do my whole tirade about him later on in this part, but like that's just scary. He's like, oh yeah, we'll get rid of her. I'm like, no, like, what is wrong with you that your first thought is murder? You have a problem. And it's not having to do with, oh, my mom left me, or I was abandoned my whole, a lot of people have been abandoned. A lot of people have mommy, daddy, abandoned issues. There are serial killers. It's a you issue. And that will bring me to the last line that he said as well. When I get there. So, the first half of the season, we're dealing with that. Them not getting found out. Dealing with Regan. He puts poor Maddie in a cage to the point that that Maddie was like, oh, is this what, so Regan was right, she figures it out, and he's like, oh, da, da, da. And I'm like, you know these people for 3 years, and I'm not talking about like 3 years. 3 years. You know this family. How do you not know these twins apart? Even if they're identical, they have something that's different. Even their voices are different. You didn't wait to hear the voice to make sure it wasn't Maddie? Like, come on. That could have been prevented. Like, literally. That I would be like, okay, Joe, you, that was stupid. Like, do you not know your in-laws? Like, come on. You should have been no better. And I saw, like, in the beginning, like, Joe and Teddy, they were really, really close. They were really good. I also saw that, like, at that point, like, his relationship with, Kate was really good. His relationship with his son was really good. So that's, like, basically, like, the first half. Like, dealing with Kate's family, not trying to get in trouble in any way, shape, or form. Like, just all that. Then we get to Louise. Okay, so I've talked about all the girls. I see that Louise is getting a lot of hate, being, like, the worst love interest of Joe. And I agree, because she came for a mission. She knew Beck. And we get a flashback on episode called The Dark Face of Love, which is episode 6. It's always the second half. It's always the second half of these 2 seasons. That we get the backstory of Bronte, aka Louise. She's from Ohio. Beck was her TA. She was really close to Beck. Beck was her role model. She had to go back to Ohio to take care of her mom. And while she was in Ohio, she found out that she was killed, and her therapist, Dickie, was framed of killing Beck. And so Louise and a couple other people did not believe that and thought it was the boyfriend, which is smart. You should always think it's first a significant other, like. And they wanted to find evidence to get Joe into trouble. And this is what I was like okay with Bronte. And then there was like some things in this season that I'm like, okay, no, I'm starting not to like Bronte. I understand why a lot of people do not like her. And I'll continue with this recap of this season, because I'm doing the second half now, in a second. My issue with Bronte is her purpose was to, and her friends, was to follow Joe, get the information they needed, record that information, catch him, send it to the police for him to spend a zillion, like, either the death penalty or, like, forever in jail, no parole. Which I'm fine with. Great plan. My issue with Bronte is she's very one-dimensional. The other girls that Joe has dated, they have had different dimensions, and their sole purpose, or like their identity, wasn't only Joe. And I forget what it's called, the Brixens, the theology, I believe it's called. Where they say, like, a character is really good if her whole self, like, her whole character is not only revolved around a man. And I feel like Bronte was. I know her purpose was to catfish Joe, which I applaud that. Yes. But what else about Bronte? We don't really know her as a character. And even after watching the series, we don't really know her as a character. I know more about the other love interests, female love interests of this series that Joe has been with, more than I know Bronte. Literally, her purpose was to, they were to follow him, and then, like, she's like, that's not working. Let me get as close as possible. She ended up working at the store, ending up falling in love with him. To the point that, like, they catch Joe, kill, therapist Nikki's son. And it's all on tape, to the point there's, like, hashtag Joe Wahlberg over to the point like his reputation is tanked, which for me, I love the episode like he got caught. Everybody is hating him. I love that episode. That was the second episode of the series that I loved. Was episode 7. Was hashtag Joe Goldberg. And then episode 9. Third episode I really loved. Was the trial of the Furies. And that's where all of, not all, but like, it was Marianne, it was Kate, it was Nadia, and they were all confronting Joe. I love that, and I love the finale as well, because this a-hole finally, which is episode 10, which is, it's called the finale, he's put to jail. He's put in jail. Finally. So, rewinding back. Back to episode 6. You like stop for a bit. So, we get the third time. A kind of narration. Again, episode 5, Joe shot, therapist Nikki's son. Sorry. At the end of that. Yeah, aka Clayton. At the end of episode 5, and we are in the police station, and Dante is telling her story, her whole story of how she goes back, everything, and this girl is in Stockholm syndrome. She was manipulated by Joe to the point that she's like, no, he protected me. It was self-defense. And for me, with this, with the Clayton thing, because she was like, Clayton did it too far. He wanted to be very extra and stuff like that. And in my case, this is the only time I'm like, technically, this is the only case that it was, that I would say Joe was protecting Bronte with self-defense. Every other time, it wasn't self-defense. Like, and I'm like, you could have just kept punching him. You didn't have to kill him. But literally, she freed Joe. To the point that her friends are like, see, the justice system doesn't keep white privileged men in jail or anyone of privilege in jail. They always get away with it. Which I'm like, yeah, that's fact. That's the truth. But her friends, because she didn't want to go through with it, she's like, oh, Joe did it. It was actually self-defense, again, hypnotized by him. Her friends are no longer her friends. So, the whole family, the whole, Kate's whole family sees what's going on. Kate has him sign, like, not has him, but, like, in the paperwork of him being released, signs a lot, a paper that's like, that says that Henry cannot be with you, Joe, because of your actions, and gives him no custody. And he becomes very angry, very mad about that, yelling, da da da. He's also mad at Dante, being like, saying F you, Dante, like, to the point, like, he wants to murder her. And she sends a message to him, being like, by the way, I said it was self-defense, which he goes like, oh, so you do love, like, he has an issue. He has legitimately an issue. And going back to, like, the first half, Joe successfully, finally, yeah, I forgot to mention this. Okay, so Joe in season one had a battle with Peach. With, like, she was defending herself, trying to get free from Joe. And I think that lost it, like, I might be wrong, because it's been a while since I've seen season one. I would say that lasted like 5 minutes. He did the same thing with Regan when she was like doing a workout. And I think that fight scene, she figured out it was Joe. It was like, oh, I'm like, no, Katie didn't put him up to this. He did it on his own. He can't stand you. That like lasted like 10 to 15 minutes. And I was like, yes. Yes. And Joe made Maddie kill Regan. He was like, oh, it's either one of you or both of you. But Maddie, at the end, she didn't serve in prison, but she had to pay a fine and for killing Regan. So that ended up happening. My favorite line of the final season was episode 10, the finale, when Henry was like, you remember when you read me stories about monsters? You are the true monster. And this scene was very powerful because this is because Henry, Joe cares about Henry so much. I feel like he doesn't care about anyone else but Henry. The only person he wants to protect is Henry. And when Henry said, like, you're the true monster, and hangs up on him, that brings up, like, emotion. And I'm not going to talk about anger. That brings out, he's sad about it. And that's the first time I've seen Joe upset and cry, to be like, oh, am I actually a monster? What is wrong with me? Am I unlovable? And I'm like, there we go. We found emotion. And it took his son calling him a monster to get emotion from him, which was like, wow. And to be honest with you, I don't know if that's, I feel like that's real. But I don't know if that's like again, I feel like he's a narcissist, because every time he was like, Dante, I did this for you, I did this for you. And I'm like, you're not the victim. You've killed so many people. And he's like, it's for you. I'm like, no one asked you to kill people. You've done that on your own accord. Take responsibility for your actions. You've killed these people. you've done them. No one told you to do them. You wanted to. You love it for some reason. It makes you happy. Like, there's something very wrong about that, that's making you happy. Like, Joe, you need help. Like, that's not okay. To, like, wanting to do stuff like that to people is not okay. There is something literally wrong with you. In general. Like, even in, like, the episode before, episode 8, when all the girls, episode 9, when all the girls are putting on trial and be like, you've done this, you've done that. He literally is like, well, you did this. Well, you done that. Well, if you would have done this, that. I'm like, you have no accountability for your own actions. That's messed up. There's something wrong with you. Also, in episode 9, there's something that I'm, like, very confused about. I know I'm going back and forth about this. So, Maddie, she puts a fire to burn down the book. By the way, Joe gets a hold of Mr. Moody's bookstore. Mr. Moody passed away. He gets a hold of the bookstore, reopens it up. Maddie burns that down. Dante takes what she's finally getting out of her, like, the Lulu of, oh my gosh, Joe, from Marianne, who tells her the truth and gets her out of it. She was going to save Kate, but didn't save Kate, saved Joe. Kate survived and only had burns and stuff. And I'm like, how does Kate survive? Like, who pulled her out of the fire? Because we didn't see that. Was it Dante? Did she come back and get Kate out? Like, that's a mystery that I want to know. Like, how did Kate survive? Or did, like, someone call, like, saw the fire and then call 911, and did the firefighters get her? Like, I'm very confused on that aspect. I also, I love the whole, like, social media and people being like, he's horrible, he's this, he's that, he's terrible. And, like, everyone that was alive that has been affected by Joe, talking to me like, yeah, he's done this wrong. And I love that. Like, yes, put more to his name. And when Dante finally confronts him at the end, he ends up in jail. His final thing that he says is, what is wrong? Because he's gotten fail mail being like, girls saying, oh, I want to be in your cage. And what I saw, like, you can't really read it, but, like, I've seen, like, girls are like, oh, yeah, I want you to have sex with me in your cage or something. And I'm like, no, I just think they think you're hot. I don't think they want to have sex with you. I don't think they actually want you. And his last words is, maybe the problem isn't me, it's you. And I'm like, No. The problem is not us, Joe. The problem is still you. It's still you, the society that enables it and doesn't trust victims. It's still you. You are like Ted Bundy. You're not taking, and Jeffrey Dahmer. You guys don't, you three don't take accountability of what you guys did. You don't care that you killed people. You think that you're getting rid of bad people, but you're not getting rid of bad people. Some of the people, yeah, may be bad, but like you also killed lovers as well, or people that, because they didn't love you and accept you for because you were a killer, you killed them, or like they were in your way. You are the problem. And you cannot say, oh, it's because I was abandoned. What is the issue? The ending. Do I think this was the best ending? From someone that stopped it and then was like, until Joe gets to jail or die. This is, for me, what I feel like. He deserves isolation. I believe that Joe, which is what he's going to get. By the way, he gets charged of everything. He deserved the ending that he got. I also think another thing would have been great as well was if he got killed in jail. I know, like, at the end he was like, oh, kill me. I was like, yeah, that's what you want. But I think him riding into jail and not dying is good. And I think what also would have been good too is another option for Joe Goldberg was him to like be in there until he's like really, really old or something, like not good looking anymore, and then because of all the people he killed, get the electric chair at some point. Okay, so Joe, in general, I started watching it because, again, Penn Badgley, I saw him in Gossip Girl, and I've seen him in other things. Overall, everyone that was in this show did a good job. Where it took place, the acting, the camera work, everything like that. Great job. Hey, Joe. There are people out in the world like Joe. You teaches us a very good lesson when it comes to dating and people you date. If they are not telling you everything about them, they're hiding something. Pay attention to red flags. Be careful with love bombing, mollification, etc., etc. Be careful. You do not know who you're marrying with. And that was what happened with Kate. Like, she just married him, not knowing everything, and figure out everything later on. Be careful who you're letting in your life. Because Joe, when it came to Beck, didn't want her around anyone, just wanted her around him. Be careful. Joe is a sociopath. He's a stalker. He's a killer. He frames people that he does not like and ruins their lives.
he also frames people even if he's not in the same mind and just doesn't want to get caught or in trouble. He's really good at manipulation. He loves to get what he wants. However, he'll lie, cheat, steal. He's a cheater. In both of the marriages that he has been in, he has cheated. Both marriage. If he thinks that, like, you're no longer fit or you can't accept him because he's a killer, he leaves. FYO, Joe, no one's gonna be okay with you being a killer. That's terrifying. Because you could kill them. So just be aware, like I said before, Joe has killed and he has 23 victims. And he likes to play the victim when he is not the victim at all. Also, when it comes to all the girlfriends, wives, etc. Love was the best. His perfect one. She was also a killer. She was accepting him of his flaws. So they were both bosses. But because for Joe, he needs someone that he can't fix. Someone he can protect. That's someone equal to him. But his perfect relationship, the perfect one for him, the one that matched him perfectly, was love. That was his perfect match. And that's who he should have just dealt with and stayed with her. Episode 10, the season finale, the series finale too, which is called Finale. We have our last and final point of view from Dante, and we hear from Dante's side, and I liked it because I'm sick of hearing Joe talk and being like, oh, why am I? No, stop. You're not the victim. Stop it. No, you're not. All right. But I liked hearing her side. What I wish they would have done, I wanted to see the trial. I would have loved to see the trial and everything they had on him and see how he would have tried to, like, get out of it. And then be like, no. I would have loved to see that. I would also have loved to see how he got out of the fire as well. But overall, this is a series made from books about things that have happened in the past with serial killers, aka Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy because he was very attractive, lured woman, manipulated them, was charming, lied to them. Ted Bundy, because he would cut bodies. Like, he's very good at disposing bodies. Does not care. Turns that off. Was like, oh, what are you talking about? Very charming. So I would say Joe is a combination of both. Just be aware. The world is scary. Very, very scary. Joe, at the end of season 4, just coming back a bit, he said that said this at the end of season 5 as well. Whatever he does is never enough. And that's not it. No one wants you to murder people. No one wants... And I remember Kate saying this in season 5 as well. Like, yes, she's done mistakes. Yes, the things that happened with the children, she's done that before. But she's not proud of it. She's ashamed of it. She's trying... She wants to, like, not do bad things. But, Joe, you want to. You crave it. You want it. That's what makes you happy for some reason. That's the difference. You are a monster, and you like being a monster. While other people that they've done that, they are not. For example, I almost forgot to mention this. So, Maddie was forced by Joe to kill Regan. And Maddie, since that day she got finally out of the cage, she was made to pretend to be Regan. And she has seen Regan constantly everywhere she goes. Maddie feels guilty. She feels sad. She's hurt. She has trauma. She feels guilt for what she did to her sister. And when you kill somebody, you see them all the time. You should be Joe, seeing everyone that you've killed. Plus, you killed people afterwards, which gives us the total of 23 from the show that you've killed. Seeing them constantly, but because of your Jackal and Clyde, you have not accepted that you've done that and have made a false narrative in your brain, being like, oh, I'm helping them, these people, when you're not. You should be going to jail. So last and certainly not least, I have watched a video saying from season 1 to season, I forget, I think the whole season 1 actually, what Joe's sentence would have been. Number 1, he's done a lot of stalking. I'm just going to do it from this list. But this would be for all seasons. He's done a lot of stalking. Number 2, invasion of privacy. He has gone to numerous women's houses through season 1 to season 4. Dante was living in a flat in the library bookstore. So he didn't go into her house. So from season 1 to 4, he's done a lot of like breaking into women's houses, stealing their underwear and keeping it, which leads to 3, theft. He steals women's underwear, laptops, phones, hacks their phones. 4, assault. He has hit numerous of people. Benji, Paige, Maddie and Regan. The guy that was was talking, Dante. ID fraud. Again, he's changed his name. He was Will. He was also Jonathan. Corrosion. He has changed evidence multiple times with the bodies he's killed. Changed it. Make it look like it was something else. I believe that's what coercion means. 7. False imprisonment. He put Maddie in jail for something he didn't do. Nadia in jail for something she didn't do. And messed up her record. Harrison in jail for something he didn't do. And he's murdered a lot of people. His sentence, and this is only for season 1, 4 life sentences plus 160 years, 3,114,122 dollars that he owes. And a restraining order. And this is only season 1 for Joe. Which is a lot, my friends. A whole lot. Season 5, episode 5. I'm happy that they got Joe. And from then, it was a way to get his demise, either putting him in jail or killing him. Love that. I'm happy that season 5 was the demise of Joe. We found out that Maddie was the one that gave birth to Gretchen, their daughter, and that Maddie and Harrison, Regan's husband, been having an affair. And my thing was, why didn't Harrison just marry Maddie? What made Harrison marry Regan? That's the only thing that confused me. And I'm happy that at the very end, Nadia went back to school, teaching girls how to protect themselves, and helping survivors. Maddie and Harrison all charges got dropped, started a family, expecting twins. Teddy is in charge of the company and made the company a nonprofit. Henry's doing well. And everybody's doing well. And Joe's in jail. And with that, my friends, that's the end of You. We're done. So thank you for listening. In total, this has been like probably 4 hours in total. If you want to watch the whole series, it is on Netflix. Watch it with friends. Get some wine, some alcohol. If you don't drink, whatever beverage of your choice. Get mad. You will get mad, especially with Joe, with law enforcement. But overall, like, take this show as something to learn, because it's a big learning thing, lesson, as to be careful of who you surround yourself with, who you're friends with, who you're married to, who you're dating, because people can mess with you and then love bomb you, manipulate you, and then try to be victim when they're not the victim. They're the perpetrator, and they're the ones that are to blame. So overall, You is a good show in general. as something to learn from, especially when you are dating someone. Or when you're dating someone, engaged, getting married to anyone, your children, your loved ones, in general. So have a great night, my friends, and rest of your, great rest of your day, great night, whatever time whatever time you're listening to this. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.